Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Erica Hollihan from New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, how are things in New Haven?
They're good.
They're
rainy
good.
And rainy? Wet, but good.
What do you do for fun in New Haven? There's so much to do.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of pizza, great pizza.
There is.
And I'm a I'm a bassoon player, so I spend a lot of my free time
you
playing.
You are a bassoon player.
Yeah.
Well, I've always wondered this.
Just working the clubs with them?
How does one become a bassoon player?
Well, I think the way I became one was maybe a little different. I played recorder for a long time.
And you were like, then, bigger.
Yeah, I was like, enough.
Erica, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Erica's topic?
The future is here, and it stole my wallet.
These modern times in 2017 mean modern crimes, flying, carjacking, laser, tax evasion, robot indecent exposure. This week, we read about a crime our parents could not have even imagined. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you, in fact, ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's hear first from Amy Dickinson.
The Beefeaters are the guards responsible for guarding the royal jewels at the Tower of London. But one is also headed to the tower himself for a bizarre plot he launched to sell genetically altered versions of Queen Elizabeth's prized dogs. The mastermind, a royal guard named Patrick Adams, said he planned to extract DNA from the royal corgis, clone and mix them with miniature Yorkies to create a new breed, which he planned to call Cyborgies. Working with a criminal cloning team in Scotland, the thief's first hurdle was to gain access to the dogs who live as a pack in the royal kennels. Using a technique he'd seen on YouTube of handlers working with giant pandas in the forest, Adams disguised himself as a giant corgi, sneaking into the kennel to gather their fur for DNA. Security cameras show a very large, honey-colored man corgi struggling to walk on all fours. Things got worse after that. Adams was finally unmasked when he sought treatment for dog bites over 30% of his body, especially in, as he called it, my swimsuit area.
A man with a scheme to create cyber corgis, dressing up as a corgi. Your next story of a crime of the future comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
You know how new media people are. They kind of slick talking and use terms and expressions that they act like everybody, of course, understands, that you don't understand. But we do all know that virtual reality is a real thing. So, maybe it's not too surprising that Fidelity Bank of Sweetwater, Iowa, agreed to hire a virtual reality crew to stage a virtual holdup in the bank as a training exercise. Well, while the bankers were standing there complaining that they couldn't see anything in the special goggles, the new media crew were, in fact, robbing the bank. The cutting-edge heisters got away with over $200,000, and the bank was also out the fee it had paid them up front.
A virtual bank robbery is actually a real one, done while everybody was staring into their virtual reality goggles. And your last story of a bad guy from the future comes from Tom Baudette.
Seth Lookart, DDS, of Clear Creek Dental in Anchorage, Alaska, is in a world of hurt that Novocaine won't touch. In court on Monday, he faced, among other charges, allegations he billed nearly $2 million in intravenous sedation without proper justification, that he illegally diverted funds from his employer, and he performed a tooth extraction while standing on a hoverboard, filmed it, and texted it to others. While medical fraud is an important topic, I think I speak for everyone when I say, let's hear more about the hoverboard. For those of you who don't have teenagers or watch YouTube videos of other people's teenage disasters, a hoverboard is an electric skateboard you balance on, zips in whatever direction you lean, even slightly, and occasionally catches fire or even explodes. In other words, not an approved dental instrument, but probably more fun for the dentist than the old knee on your chest extraction method. Of course, it's just this kind of pioneering spirit that built America's last frontier, and exactly the cuckoo logic that gave us moose turd souvenirs, Goose a Grizzly Day, and Governor Palin. There is no law against goosing a bear, selling moose poop, or probably pulling someone's tooth while riding a hoverboard. I personally lived in Alaska long enough to know that if something, no matter how stupid, is not specifically prohibited, someone will try it and make money doing it. Drugging a patient and pulling her tooth on a hoverboard, well, if you must. Sharing the film without her permission and billing Medicaid, now that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, here are your choices. One of these futuristic type crimes was committed, was it from Amy Dickinson, a scheme to steal the royal corgi's DNA to breed new creatures from the future? From Roy Blunt Jr., a virtual bank robbery that actually was a real one? Or from Tom Baudet, a dentist charged with the crime of extracting a tooth while riding a hoverboard? Which one of these is the real 21st century crime?
I'm going to go with the dentist on the hoverboard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, you've chosen Tom's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a reporter who covered the real story.
There's a dentist in Anchorage that allegedly rode a hoverboard while doing a tooth extraction.
That was Casey Grove, our colleague at Alaska Public Media. Congratulations, Erica.
Thank you.
You got it right. You earned a point for Tom. You've won our prize, Carl Castle. His voice is yours. Congratulations, Erica, and thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you. It was great fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's not the